Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Sahanavatu Sahanobhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahi Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Tapasvadhyaya Ishvara Pranidhanani Kriya Yogaha Samadhi Bhavanarthas Klesha Tanu Karanarthascha Avidya Smita Raga Klesha Vinivesha Pancha Klesha Avidya Khetra Muttaresham Prasupta Tanu Vichhanna Udaranam Anitya Shuchay Dukhanatmasu Nitya Shuchay Sukhatma Kshyadir Avidya Drikdarashna Shaktyoho Yekatma Deva Smita Sukhanu Shai Raga Dukhanu Shai Dvesha Swarasavahi Vidusho Pitatha Rudho Vinivesha Te Pratipasvaheyaha Sukshmaha Dhyana heya tadvrutayaha Klesha mula karma shiho drishta drishta janma vedaniyaha Sati mule tadvipako jatya yurbhogaha Te flada paritava falaha punya punya he tutvat Parinama dava samskar dukkhai hi guanavrti virodha cha dukkham yeva sarvam vekinaha Heyam dukkham anagatam Drishta drishyo ho sanyogo heya hetuhu Prakasha kriya stiti shilam bhutendriyatmakam bhoga pavargartham drishyam Vishesha vishesha lingamata lingani Parvani, Drashta Drimata Shuddho, Pipratyan Vashya, Tatham Yeva Drashyasya Atma, Kutartham Pratinashtam Apyanashtam Tatanya Sadharanatvat, Swasmam Shaktyo Ho Surupa Vlabdhiheta Sanyoga, Tatsihetura Vidhya, Tat Abhava Sanyoga Abhavo Hanam Tadrushehe Kaivalyam, Vekakshyadir Aviplava Hano Paya, Tatsya Saptadha Pranta Bhumi Prajna, Yogangana Manushthana Tashuddhikshaye, Jnana Dhiti Ravyakakshyatehe Yama Niyama Asana Pranayama Pratyahara Dharna Dhyana Samadhyo Ashto Vangani Ahimsa Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Aparigraha Brahmayamaha Jati Desha Kalas Jati Desha Kala Samayana Vachinnaha Sarabhuma Mahavratam Shaucha Santosha Tapasvadhya Ishwar Pranidhanani Niyamaha Vitarka Vadhane Pratipaksha Bhavanam Vitarka Himsadayaha Kritakarita Namodita Lobha Krodha Moha Purvaka Mrudu Madhya Dimatra Dukkha Ajnana Anantavalaha Iti Pratipaksha Bhavanam Aimsa Pratishthayam Sattat Sannidho Vairat Yagaha Satya Pratishthayam Kriya Falashretum Asteya Pratishthayam Sarvarogatnopasthanam Brahmacharya Pratishthayam Virya Ravaha Aparirasthairye Janmakathanta Sambhodaha Shauchat Swanga Chukupsa Parairasamsargaha Satya Shuddhi Saumanasya Eka Agriya Indriya Jayatma Darshna Yogyatvanicha Santosha Danuttama Sukhalabaha Gaya Indriya Siddhi Ashuddhi Kshaya Tapasaha Swad Dhyaya Dishta Devata Samprayogaha Samadhi Siddhir Ishvara Pranidhanat Sthira Sukham Asanam Prayatna Shethilyananta Samapatibhyam Tato Dvandhva Nabhigataha Tasbin Sati Shvasa Prashvasa Yorgati Vichyela Pranayamaha Bahyabhyantra Stambha Vritti Deshakala Sankhya Peridrishto Dirga Sukshmaha. So we are discussing this sutra. Bahya Abhyantara Stambha Vritti Deshakala Sankhya Bhi Paridrishto Dirga Sukshmaha. We are talking about the Rechaka and Puraka. Through the Rechaka and Puraka, the Anta Kumbhaka and Bahi Kumbhaka, which is practiced because of that. That kind of pranayama is what we are talking about here. The pranayama which happens automatically because of the practice of this kind of practiced pranayama, which is the kumbhaka, which is natural, that will be explained in the next sutra. Chatursaha, that is the fourth stage. So that will be explained in the next sutra. The inhaling, holding, exhaling, holding is what we are talking about here. Through practice. And that also is of three types. Desha, Kala, Sankhyabhi. Controlling it in a state, in a place. Controlling it in a, for a period of time. Controlling it for a period of count. And that also paridrishto dirgha sukshma. If you practice that, then it becomes, the pranayama becomes very dirgha and it becomes subtle, sukshma also. Now, there also, mandya, manda, madhya, adhimatratva, tatopi vishesha, there also there is a difference, manda, madhyama and adhimatra. What is manda, what is madhya and what is madhyama and what is adhimatra? Manda, if you do up till 12, if you are able to do up till 12 counts, sankhya, then that is manda. If you are able to continue to hold the prana breath for 24 counts, that is madhyama. If you are able to hold on to prana for 36 counts, that is uttama. So, there also it differs. The pranayama, there also in the desha, kala, sankhya, there also there is a difference of class. Manda, madhyama and uttama. Till 12 it is manda only. 12 or till 12. It is manda. Yatra prashvasa purvako. In fact, only from 12 they start as manda, because the previous situation they are practicing pranayama, they have not entered into pranayama. So that is only after 12. Manda you can accept only after 12. Yatra prashvasa purvakaha purvako gatya bhavaha sa bahyaha. Yatra prashvasa purvako gatya bhavaha sa abhyantraha tritiyaha. Stamba vrittir yatra ubaya bhavaha sakat prayatana bhavati. So wherever when you are inhaling, you prevent, when you are doing the puraka, when you prevent, puraka means filling up, inhaling. So if you are doing that, then doing that stambha, doing that gatya bhava, movement of prana, then that is called internal kumbhaka. It's a state holding on to the kumbhaka, antara kumbhaka. Now, when you bhajya yatra shvasa purvakaha gatya bhava, so if you are able to exhale and hold on to that prana there, without inhaling or without exhaling, then that is called Bahir Kumbhaka. Bhakya Kumbhaka Abhyantra. Abhyantra is explained in different way. Tritiya, and the third state is Stambhavrittir Yatra Ubhaya Bhavaha. Without any effort, without internal intake of pranayama or external exhaling of pranayama, inhaling or exhaling, the pranayama, the kumbhaka, which happens without any effort, that is the third. Bhavati yatha tapte nyastam upale jalam sarvataha sankocham apadyate tatha dvayoryopate bhavati abhavaha. But how can we both inhaling and exhaling become non-existent? How can they become non-existent? See, either you have to inhale or you have to exhale. Both cannot stop at same time. If you say, then he is giving an example, like there is this tava, there is this plate, iron plate, which is hot. On that iron plate, you are putting a drop of water. What will happen to that water? It will start getting evaporated. Because of heat, it will get evaporated. Now, this water will start to shrink from all the sides in the same way. No, from the left side I will reduce, not from the right side. Or from the right side only I will reduce, not from the left side. It doesn't see the sides. It will shrink from all the sides and it will just evaporate. In the same way, the inhaling and exhaling, the shvasa and prashvasa, they both will simultaneously be removed, destroyed. Because prana is vritti. Vritti is death for yogi. Therefore, dvayo yugapat bhavatya bhavah, both of them becomes non-existent. Tatrayo api ete deshena paridrishtaha. They are of three types. Deshena paridrishtaha, because of type, that which is related to the desha. Desha means yanasya vishesho desha, vishayo deshaha. This is what is this object's space. This is what I am going to allocate to this object, like that. Kalena paridrishtaha. Kalena paridrishtaha means chananam yatta avadharane avardhanena avachinna ityartha. So I will fix my mind on this period, till this period. Sankhyabhi paridrishtaha etavadbhi shvasa prashvasai prasama udhataha tad bat nigrihitasya తావద్భి ద్వితీయ ఉద్ధాతః ఏవం తృతీయః ఏవం మృదు ఏవం మధ్య ఏవం తీవ్రః ఇది సంఖ్యా ప్రతిష్ట. సో వెన్ ఐ డూ ది శ్వాస అండ్ ప్రశ్వాస ఐ విల్ కౌంట్ టిల్ దిస్ నంబర్. సో దేర్ ఆల్సో అగైన్ మృదు మధ్య అండ్ తీవ్ర ఐ విల్ కౌంట్ టిల్ దిస్ నంబర్ ఐ విల్ కౌంట్ టిల్ దిస్ నంబర్ ఐ విల్ కౌంట్ టిల్ దిస్ నంబర్ లైక్ దట్ యూ ఇంక్రీజ్ ది నంబర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రీత్స్ ది మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రీత్స్ విచ్ యూ కెన్ హోల్డ్. సో దెన్ దాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంఖ్యా పరిదృష్ట కౌంట్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై ది నంబర్. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ స ఖలు ఏవం అభ్యస్తో దీర్ఘ సూక్ష్మ. ఇఫ్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే దెన్ దట్ ప్రాణాయామ వికమ్ దట్ విల్ బికమ్ దీర్ఘ. దీర్ఘ మీన్స్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఎలాంగేటర్. యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది ప్రాణ ఫర్ అ లాంగర్ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఇన్హేల్ ఫర్ అ లాంగర్ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఎక్స్హేల్ ఫర్ అ లాంగర్ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ట్రబుల్ బికాస్ ది ప్రాణాయామ విల్ బికమ్ సూక్ష్మ. Sukshma means it will become, there is no effort in it. You have attained the control over pranayama. See, if you say, I can exhale, if one can say, I can exhale for 13 counts, 25 counts or 50 counts, I will exhale. There is no big problem. You can count till 100 also to exhale. But the problem is, once you start going beyond the limit, your body will start shivering. When you do this pranayama, when you leave this prana or inhale this prana, after a point this body will start shivering. Pranayama should be done without any movement in the body, unnecessary movement in the body. If you are going to do pranayama, there should not be any unnecessary movement. You do this unnecessary movement, the prana is disturbed. The prana is disturbed means the prana goes to another channel. There are only three ways, the nadis, only in three main nadis this has to go. Sushumna nadi is the nadi which you have to maintain, you have to go through taking this prana through that. So, if you practice it, it will go through that nadi. That's the middle nadi which is subtle nadi. But what happens is if you are shivering or if you shake or if you do some untoward movements, then this prana will start going to the kurva nadi or some other nadi where it will get stuck. And it's a big problem to remove prana and to bring it back to the normal position. Normal position is what you live. Even that position will be better when you compare to the troubles which you are going to experience when the prana is going to take a wrong detour. So, బాహ్యాభ్యంతర విషయాక్షేపీ చతుర్థః. బాహ్యాభ్యంతర విషయాక్షేపీ చతుర్థః. బాహ్యాభ్యంతర విషయాక్షేపీ చతుర్థః. బాహ్యాభ్యంతర విషయాక్షేపీ చతుర్థః. బాహ్య ఆభ్యంతర విషయ ఆక్షేపీ చతుర్థః. ఆక్షేపీ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్స్. What does it accept? Expect a bahya abhyantara vishaya, that which expects a internal or external. Internal vritti or external vritti. Some place where you can fix your mind. That is the fourth state. Desha kala sankhyabhi bahya vishaya paridrishtaha akshiptaha tatha abhyantara vishaya paridrishtaha akshiptaha ubheta dirgha sukshma tatpuruko bhumi jayat kramena ఉభయోర్ గత్యభావ చతుర్థ ప్రాణయామ. సో త్రూ ది ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ది దేశ కాల సంఖ్య ది త్రీ డిఫరెంట్ కంట్రోల్స్ వెన్ ది వృత్తి ఇస్ ది ప్రాణవృత్తి ఇస్ హెల్డ్ ఆన్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ బై ది ప్రాక్టీస్ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ దీర్ఘ అండ్ సూక్ష్మ ఆర్ If you hold on to something inside, then again through practice it becomes dirgha and sukshma. And because of that, that kind of pranayama which becomes dirgha or sukshma, it will help you to gain the bhumi, bhumi jayat means the sukshma subtle stages. So then in order you will be able to gain control over all the three states, the Puraka, Rechaka and Kumbhaka, and then that is not Kumbhaka. The fourth state cannot be really called as Kumbhaka, because Antakumbhaka or Bahirkumbhaka is a practiced Kumbhaka. This is a natural state. You will be holding on to the prana. This prana you become the prana, the energy itself. So that becomes a natural state. It cannot be really called as kumbhaka. So that stage, you will gain that stage. Ubheta chaturtha pranayama. That is called as fourth pranayama, because it is still dependent on prana. Prana yamanam iti pranayama. You control the prana. Therefore, it is called pranayama. But still, here they call pranayama pranayama. They read it in English and they call pranayama pranayama. So, pranaya, it is not pranaya or pranayama. It is pranayama. So, pranayama, this fourth pranayama is not a practiced pranayama. Due to the practice of pranayama, you gain the state of pranayama. Pranayama itself. That is the swarupa of pranayama itself. So, trityastu vishyanalochito yatyabaha sakrut arabdha eva deshakala sankhyavi paridishto dirga sukshmaha. Chaturthastu shvasa prashvasiyor vishya avadharanat kramena bhumi chiyat ubhaya akshepa purvako gatyabaha chaturtha pranayama iti ayam vishesha. The difference between the third and fourth pranayama is what is said. Trityastu vishyanalochito gatyabhavaha. In the third state, the gatya bhava, the stambha vritti is not dependent on something which of the object of the vritti, the thought function. Sakrut aradha eva, it suddenly happens because of the practice. Desha kala sankhya bhi, it is limited by desha, kala and sankhya. But chaturthastu, shvasa prashvasayor, vishya avadharanat. But in the fourth state, the shvasa and prashvasa are dependent on holding on to the vishaya. Because of that, kramena, in order, bhumi jaya, it gains the subtler state. Therefore, ubhe akshepa purvako, it negates both the stages, the inhering and exhaling. By negating both the stages, gatyabhavadi, sambhanadi, the kumbhaka happens. Really, that is not kumbhaka, I said. That state of pranalessness happens. So, that is the fourth stage. That is the difference between the second, third and fourth stage.